Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have not talked a lot about this game because they better win it.
They just better win.
That, like, it really is. Like, the, in terms of the game, the Browns have the edge. Vegas, it was either 2 or 2.5 points the last time I checked. And on the road, I understand that the Browns have road bugaboos, which...
They lost 12 straight.
If that's why you... And I think they've lost 9 straight against the spread as well. So if you're just looking at it and going, well, they're just not good on the road, no. You should win this game.
We are down to 1.5 as the spread. It has moved. It opened to 2.5. We are down to 1.5.
It moved.
Over under in this game, 37.5 for those keeping score at home. Vegas really, really stops at about 35 or so. But 37.5, I mean, it's easily going to be the lowest over under total of the week, I would imagine. And they
are you tempted to bet the over?
Well, they at 35 is where they, like, they really draw the line, and they don't really go under 35. It's very, very rare, but that's like the tempting point. And I would imagine it'll, if it keeps creeping lower and lower. In fact, I mean, 37.5, we're basically there. I'm getting tempted.
Tempted.
But I don't know how it's going to happen is the other part of this.
Now, we did find out today that Shedeur Sanders will be the backup. He will be active on Saturday. Or sorry, on Sunday. How you feeling? Feeling good?
I feel fine. Do I need to do a spit take or something? Like, I feel fine.
That direction.
Yeah, that's
the direction.
We don't make those jokes yet. Yeah. But like,
you just did.
So Ken's take was that he'd be inactive, or he was fine with him being inactive.
I think he wanted him to be inactive.
He wanted him to be inactive. Why?
Now we're doing what the morning show does. I think this is what they said.
All the videos suggest that he looks good. The team is telling you now that he is fine and cleared. He should be active.
I still just don't believe that.
I don't really care one way or another if he's active or inactive, because I don't want his first start to be, or his first debut coming after a halftime benching.
You don't want him against the Jets? Against this defense?
All right, let me take that back for a second. This might be the only time I will be perfectly cool.
Yeah, you don't want him against the Ravens next week.
Yeah, with it being like, hey, halftime, it's not going very well. Dylan, you're out. Shedeur in. And I feel like Shedeur will still have the same opportunities as other weeks.
So we did have on the midday show today, Josh Booty. Remember him? The spectacular booties out there. Josh, John David, Abram Booty, General Booty.
Jake.
Duty Booty, all the booties.
I'm horny.
We're part of the Booty football dynasty. And Josh Booty, he was on Baskin Phelps today and talked about the competition between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Dylan was like, wow, I wonder why they would draft a guy to be in the quarterback room right after they drafted him. So, I mean, looking over your shoulder a little bit, and then the media, of course, you know, glorifies, of course, the Shedeur draft pick, you know, and his status in the national spotlight stuff. I mean, all that. It's got to be hard on Dylan, and then Shador's got to go prove himself too, because they're not paying him as much. He was a guy that maybe should have been drafted early, and people didn't want to jump in there on him. So, I mean, it's tough for both of them, to be honest. You know, Shedeur's not going to get the reps, and Dylan Dylan is a good hand. He's a gamer. We all know that. He's like a little Steve Young type of guy, a player. He plays hard, you know, scrappy. I hate that both of them are having to kind of deal with each other in the locker room. And, you know, that's a tough situation, man, because unless they have a good friendship, it's going to be rough every day in there because they're both just going for it.
I mean, come on. I've thought a lot of players before with the Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, no. They're both.
I've never once thought Steve Young.
Yeah, like a miniature.
Yeah, like a mini Steve Young.
I got a couple of those mini helmets from Rydell.
Yeah.
Like a mini helmet of like a real helmet.
Yeah. I got a mini version of Secretariat, too. It's called a pony.
Andrew?
Yeah. None. That was silly of you. That was very silly.
Now, we got to stop doing this crap. With respect to Josh, who I know played in the NFL, played in minor league baseball as well, we got to stop doing this crap. I understand that there are more advantageous quarterback rooms to be in, right? Like when we had Baker, it was you're going to give him Baker, and then you give Baker another Texas guy. Case Keenum's going to be the backup. Then you'll probably have like a guy on the practice squad or somebody that was in camp with you in case you need to go to him. And so the idea is he doesn't have to worry about being pushed. He can just worry about being the best version of himself. Even that doesn't work out. Like, I just continue to come back to this idea of I don't give a rip if it's fair or if Dylan or Shador feel some sort of way about this quarterback room. No, if you don't like it, put the work in and go play well, and the other guy will go away.
Yeah.
This idea that there's a fair or there's a right way the Browns could have done this. Listen, should the Browns have done a four-way quarterback battle, which we really know is just a three-way quarterback battle plus Shador? No. No, they did not stick the landing on that. To this point, the whole thing has failed, and it's failed just as badly as you thought it might fail. Actually, that's not true because you actually have won two games. But to get back to it, Dylan's got to really feel it. Who gives a rip? And I don't mean that personally to Dylan, and I don't mean it personally to Shador. You do not have to coddle these guys.
It's just
they're
life in the
professionals.
NFL. Yeah, it's life in the NFL at this point, Nick. Like, that's it. When you're given the opportunity, and I've told this to him, if I told this to one Shador fan, I feel like I've told it to a million Shador fans. Like, part of what I agree with in the Shador discourse is that the situation doesn't get to be the discussion. It never has been. Even in Colorado, it was always like, oh, he's got a poor offensive line and he's got a poor that. But any Colorado fan I talked to was like, we didn't make excuses.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For that, because he never made excuses for that. Well, that's got to be part of the story here, too.
I think the other part of the story that we have to address here, and I think you might have said something like this when I was out earlier this week, but the deeper we get into this, unless a quarterback, the Browns are in a position to draft a quarterback, or multiple quarterbacks establish themselves in the NFL draft conversation,
mm-hmm.
or a veteran that people would actually want to go to becomes available, we have to deal with the idea of, like, I think we all thought, well, Dylan and Shador this year, and then we'll see in 2026. Now it feels like, well, Dylan versus Shador actually feels like who's going to be the starter next year?
Yeah.
Unless you get lucky. Like, it's no longer the plan of we got to find that quarterback in 2026. It now feels like, well, which one of these guys plays best is going to get the crack next year. The other guy will be the backup. Maybe you draft another guy in the mid rounds. And then you find your quarterback in 2027, which sounds like hell to me, by the way.
But it might be where we're going. I mean, the difference between the 2026 and 2027 quarterback drafts right now seem pretty drastic. But also on top of that, the 2026 quarterback class, maybe you take a guy and maybe that guy just sits for 6 or 7 games, does the Drake May like he did in New England. That's on the table as well. All this is on the table. You have to squeeze more out of a third and a fifth round pick, though. You can't have it be the competition was Dylan versus Shador, and then next year we're just going to act like both of these quarterbacks don't exist.
Well, no, they'll still be here because I think that's crucial. If they did,
you have to get something out of them.
What do you mean?
Even from a backup quarterback standpoint?
Well, isn't that I think the plan
with
Dylan?
I'm agreeing with you. Is the point?
Because I think Shador's the one you're not going to get something out of. I think he's the guy that if he's not the starter next year, could just be gone.
If that's what it ends up being, that's what it ends up being. But the point is that you have to find the value in there somewhere between the third and the fifth round pick. You can't just say we took these guys. And then just throw them away as if they're days old Chinese food. You have to actually do something with these guys. And if that ends up being you start 4 or 5 games, instead of going out there in free agency and getting a stopgap quarterback before you then throw the 2026 quarterback out there, then great. But you got to use these guys and you got to find a way to use these guys.
I just think the kind of like when we talked earlier about Miles and, are they going to trade Miles, this, that, and the other? Is March the new deadline or whatever? I think the ultimate wild card is if Barry and Stefanski aren't here. Because if Barry and Stefanski aren't here...
Well, then the gloves are off.
Well, then neither guy might be here.
Well, again, the gloves are off. Like the new GM doesn't owe any of these quarterbacks or draft picks anything.
Yeah.
You just don't. That's just how this works.
216-474-0092. Are Shador and Dylan Gabriel actually battling to be the Browns bridge quarterback next season? I know that when we've talked Kyler Murray... That feels bleak. Or when we've mentioned Tua or Mac Jones or any of the quarterbacks that could be available.
Yeah.
That feels bleak for people. To me right now, much more bleak than that is I have to sit through another season of Shador or Dylan. Unless one of them does something over the final 9 games of the season.
Still open up the idea that if Shador looks good and wins the job and then just can be the starter next year, that's a great thing, all things considered. Like I like that being on the table. Having Dylan start next year would be very nauseating to me.
216-474-0092, unless he does something in the final 9 games.
Did you see Kenny Pickett last night?
I went 0-for-1.
He popped up late third quarter. I looked up and I said, oh, is that Kenny Pickett on my screen?
And then Geno Smith realized he was about to get Wally pipped by a really crappy quarterback.
And he rushed himself right back in.
And all of a sudden that quad didn't hurt so bad.
Yeah, if only Brock Purdy had a little bit of Geno Smith in him that way.
He's getting Wally pipped. We'll have that conversation at some point. It's happening in real time. Nick, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Appreciate you. So I think that we have a concern here with the Browns being able to punt next year on the QB in the draft. We have to pick one in this upcoming draft. We traded back. We got the extra first. A year ago, we yelled and said, we better wait because the 2026 QB draft, Arch Manning, Mendoza, Carson Beck, whatever names we threw out there, we can't punt again given the assets that we have. We can't draft another middle rounder and then let this 3 quarterback, we talk about throwing the Myles Garrett prime away. We can't do that again. I don't think the fans will take that. I don't think the owners will take that. It's either Shadur's the answer and it's been – we see 6-7 games and say, oh, he's the answer, and we run with him and say we stake our claim, or we draft a quarterback in the first round.
But Nick, real quick, buddy, what if this is like last year's draft where there's one guy that is a potential first rounder, like when I'm talking like top 10 pick, and he goes 1 and you have the number 2 pick? Are you suggesting just at QB1 no matter what?
No, I think that I'll shoot it back to you. Do you think that there is a Cam Ward and then a big gap like we saw last year and ended up being Shadur in the 5th round we thought was the QB2. I mean, I look at Ty Simpson and I look at Mendoza. I mean, I would look again at Nussmeier further along in the process. You're already talking about people that are probably going to be what Cam Ward was, quarterback ratings, going into the draft.
So, and we appreciate you, Nick. And here's the thing. I think Nussmeier, even though I think he's a lower ceiling quarterback, is a safer pick because you've got a lot of football on him. You've got a lot more data points on him. Thinking about you there, Cleveland Browns. Fernando Mendoza has been a starter almost 3 years in college football. I think that's a lot that you can glean from. That's you'd say, and by the way, still not the amount of football you want to see from that guy, but more football. Dante Moore, I love the physical talent. Scares the crap out of me that he started one season. Who was the other name that he threw out there? Oh, my gosh.
Ty Simpson.
This is the only season he started a full season in. I'm not saying those guys won't turn out. I'm saying those guys are going to be riskier quarterback prospects than guys like even Cam Ward was, where Cam Ward played 72 years and is 67 years old.
Yeah, it does. It feels very risky. The 2026 class has really kind of changed itself. 2027 now seems like the one that everyone wants a piece of.
I hate every second of that, though.
Because it's going to change,
too.
I
agree with Nick. Like, that does stink. Like, if the message is, we're gonna build the foundation and then get the quarterback, which, again, doesn't guarantee you anything in the future, I can understand if a lot of Browns fans go, but wait, that means I still have to watch Dylan and Shador play again next year? That was not the deal.
Well, and then instead of, everyone always goes to, like, 1-31 being awful, and it was, but then this'll, in many ways, it'll come close to surpassing it, because you'll go 3 years of winning, I don't know, four or fewer games?
Are Shador and Dylan Gabriel battling to be the Browns bridge quarterback next season? Connor Rogers of NBC Sports walks us through all the quarterback prospect names you just heard in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.